Sports Guy Mike Show, ESPN The Rock, 101.3 FM and ESPNTheRock.com. Sports Guy Mike K. Cherie with you, 9:05 on this Black Friday edition of the Sports Guy Mike Show. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, making us part of your day. We appreciate it as always. This hour presented by our good friends over at D1 Sports Training. Get down there and see John and his crew. Great guys. They even have their own nutritionist down there as well that can hook you up with maybe not putting on some weight. And according to John, what do you say? It's not 5 pounds like everybody thinks.
Right.
It's actually a pound to a pound and a half.
Right.
So go down there. Great facility. Have them hook you up there at 5815 Mark Dabbling. D1 Sports Training. Go check them out. Okay, so on the line we got...
What's going on? Hey, how are you?
Good, brother. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. A little full. I feel like a stuffed turkey all over again. It was great.
You feel like a stuffed turkey all over again, huh? couldn't just get by the jokes. Had to get the joke out there. There you go, buddy. You can check out Rudy on his website, as well as you can check him out on Twitter at Rude Dog Reyes on Twitter, and you can also go to therudedogshow.com to check him out. So, Rudy, what we got going on here is a pretty interesting matchup with Pittsburgh and with Seattle. Seattle's trying to get back into it. I just don't see it happening. They're currently 5-5. Our Pittsburgh Steelers are 6-4, and a lot of things going on. Last week, D'Angelo Williams, the week before, not the greatest game for him thus far out of all his starts this season. How's he doing out there? Is he doing better? Is he ready to get back on the horse and have a good game for us against Seattle?
Well, you know what, D'Angelo Williams, one of those guys you can really depend on, you know, taking place of Le'Veon Bell again for the second time this season. D'Angelo Williams, because of what they were trying to do, is getting Ben back in the flow. Not much of a running game against Cleveland, but as you know, well, they're Cleveland, so you don't really expect a lot from them in the way of not only defending the pass, but defending the run. And they've just been way too inconsistent. And with Manziel being demoted to third string, a lot of questions in the front office heading into the latter part of the season. So D'Angelo should be able to get it done against Seattle, as long as the O-line gets it done and Foster opens the gaps. And obviously with the release of Mike Adams, which is not a gigantic loss considering what kind of start he did not have, and not being really talked about, not really having a conversation about his play style and what he plans on doing. So Steelers cut him, and then essentially Ben Roethlisberger and that high-powered offense is really going to take it to the secondary, but going to have a real strong matchup between Sherman and Martavis Bryant, so everybody needs to look out for that.
Talking about the Steelers' high-powered offense, you can't not talk about Antonio Brown. And, these last few games, or I should say is a strong finish, could actually help out Antonio Brown with maybe a new deal. Now, we know for a fact that the Steelers always like to try to get their marquee players locked up with a year left in their contract. Well, Antonio has 2 years left. Is there any talk about, them maybe going to the table after the season to maybe, solidify a new pact between Brown and the Steelers?
Antonio Brown has been absolutely ridiculous, between the back flips and front flips and side flips, well, any other type of acrobatic move he's done on the field. It's definitely proved to his credit, his physicality, as well as contract negotiations. I'm sure those will be in conversation between the Rooneys and Antonio Brown moving in and forward into the offseason. Now, granted, if they happen to go to the Super Bowl or go deep into the playoffs and not make it to the Super Bowl, of course, Steeler Nation really wants that to transpire where they do make it. But if they don't happen to, expect the negotiations to happen a lot sooner than later to lock up Antonio Brown, one of the most prolific wide receivers, if not number one overall in the NFL, from yards to touchdowns. And obviously you have to put Martavis Bryant in that conversation as well, as he's had, 5 games, 5 touchdowns, so... Fantastic things for the Steelers going forward into Seattle. Obviously, with the 12th man there, I don't know that there'll be that much of an issue, to be honest with you. Ben Roethlisberger and company have been able to do it under duress in different situations, including being away from home. So if they don't lock up Antonio Brown, he'll be looking somewhere else, and he will get the money he's looking for.
Rudy Reyes is joining the Sports Guy Mike Show. He's our Pittsburgh Steelers insider for the show. Rudy, the other thing is, too, now, you know, throughout the year with Seattle, everybody was kind of, you know, looking at Jimmy Graham, one of the biggest additions to that Seattle offense. As far as that Seattle offense goes, you got Marshawn Lynch not going to play. But should the Steelers be overly concerned? Should that defense be overly committed maybe to making sure that they shut Jimmy Graham down?
You know, to be honest with you, Jimmy Graham hasn't been that much of a red zone, you know.
Threat?
Yeah, I mean, beyond that, they just haven't really been able to get him into the workflow of the offense. He hasn't been targeted that much in red zone. I think he's maybe received one catch. He's been targeted a couple of times. But unless they figure out how to use him, it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day for Seattle, Jimmy Graham, Russell Wilson, and company.
The whole, all the offseason stuff about him wanting to be paid as a wide receiver, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But he comes to Seattle, and so far he's been, quite frankly, non-existent, in that offensive threat. This is a team that you're kind of looking at that are not playing the way that most people thought Seattle would be playing. What are some of the keys to keeping Seattle down for Pittsburgh?
Well, you know, you're going to have to keep Russell Wilson inside of the pocket as much as humanly possible. Of course, you can never play too smart. Russell Wilson will get you if you overcompensate for that with a run of his own. What you would also have to do is make sure that you cover Jimmy Graham. You know, to be honest with you, you can get physical off the line. I don't know that he can, being the tall wide receiver that he is, and of course almost being non-existent, practically transparent while he's been on the field. So you're going to have to mix it up in coverages between William Gay and maybe even some Antoine Blake in a nickel set. So to be honest with you, you're going to have to keep Russell Wilson thinking, guessing, and on his feet as much as humanly possible. So blitz coming. You're going to have to do quarterback contain, you know, maybe some massive blitz or pass rushes, or maybe show the blitz and kind of back off a little bit. So you're going to have to really mix it up against him, because he's a real smart quarterback and he will make you pay if you allow him.
Rudy Reyes, Pittsburgh Steelers insider for the Sports Guy Mike Show on ESPN, The Rock 101.3 FM. Rudy, I got a question as far as the special teams go, especially with them signing Jacoby Jones. I'm just kind of waiting to see that guy that played so well in Baltimore. Are there any talks of maybe going back to Antonio Brown, or are they sticking with Jacoby Jones back there grabbing those balls?
You know what? First of all, I got to start this off by saying, big mistake cutting Dree Archer. He didn't try to run parallel. And obviously wearing number 13. And Jacoby Jones just not showing the punt return consistency that you've seen him, you know. Obviously, one of the reasons why he got cut from San Diego, and when the Steelers acquired him, I thought to myself, wow, this guy has a Baltimore Ravens tattoo on his arm or somewhere on his body, and now he's a Pittsburgh Steeler. So, to be honest with you, not a good call to drop Dree Archer in lieu of Jacoby Jones, but you're going to see some sharing of that punt return grabs by Antonio Brown. Make no mistake about that one. And if they don't, they're really shooting themselves in the foot and may cause serious issues in the backfield by having poor field position.
Rudy, last question for you. Any injuries that a Steeler fan might want to know about?
You know what? I'm going to have to say no. Everybody's wondering about Maurkice Pouncey. Where's he been? Well, there's been no news on him whatsoever, whether he's going to come back or not come back. And Tomlin wasn't concerned about it either in the press conference. So nothing to be really concerned with that I can think of. Everybody's relatively healthy. And again, teams fire on the right cylinders at the right time during the right part of the season. And I think the Steelers are headed that direction, with Ben Roethlisberger now having an additional week off in order to come back to the line and just cause damage and havoc in that Seahawks secondary.
He is Rudy Reyes, and you can check him out on Twitter at RudeDogReyes, as well as go check him out on TheRudeDogShow.com. Rudy, thanks for taking the time, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, absolutely. Take care. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, buddy.